on the Windows 10 privacy side, we've got some updates. It was inevitable that somebody would create an app. And so there's an app for that. It's on GitHub called Disable Win Tracking. And it does four different things. So it's open source, and it's been evolving. It's at version 1.5 now as it's being fine-tuned. And the author states that he intends to add features to it, as I said, as we sort of learn more about Windows 10. And so it's sort of a simple-to-run app. It's written in Python. And so you can if you've already got Python installed, and one other requirement, there's an additional library it requires, then you could just run the Python script in order to make it go. But there is a self-contained executable that includes the Python runtime bound into the .exe. So that's probably easier for most people to use. Anyway, so it allows you to turn off what they call their telemetry services, which is sort of the background, how are you using Windows, what are you doing stuff. So that's one option. You can either delete or disable the tracking services. There's radio buttons where you can choose to delete or disable. And I would just be happy with disabling, for what it's worth. There are two services, one called Diagnostics Tracking Service, and one called DMWAP Push Service, which is a WAP push messaging routing service. And I don't know, I don't think it makes sense to delete them. I think, you know, disabling them, you know, people are disabling Windows services all the time. They stay disabled. So I would just say people ought to disable them so they could, if there was some need to re-enable them in the future, you could. And you can disable logging that is enabled by certain trackers. Anyway, so a few features which are very simple to disable using checkboxes. And I imagine we'll see similar things like this in the future. So I did want to mention that. Also, remember the people, there was a huge breach of, I think it was 13 plus emails that escaped, and a service was produced called isleaked.com. And isleaked.com, you could put your email address in, and it would just do a search to tell you whether that email address was among those that were leaked in this massive breach. These guys did a very nice kind of walkthrough guide. And so their domain is fix10.isleaked.com, which is sort of a summary of what you and I walked through with our listeners last week, Leo. And by the way, we got a huge number.
People loved
of
that. Yeah.
Very positive tweets, feedback from last week's, you know, walk through the privacy settings. And so fix10.isleaked.com.
This is screenshots of all the stuff we talked about, basically.
Yeah. So it's sort of basically screenshots and, you know, red circles around, you want to set this switch to this and this switch to that. So, and maybe for people who are, you know, who want some additional information. Again, this is, unfortunately, there's enough issue with Windows 10 privacy that we're seeing lots of articles and sites and now apps that are suggesting here's how you can do this.